Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, let's give a game ball because we haven't all season long, but he hadn't done anything all season long. To Aaron Rodgers, Mike, did he look good or what yesterday? These are the moments where you go, well, maybe he comes back and maybe he can lead us to the playoffs.
Well, got Devontae Adams in the game.
You know, all of a sudden things are, you know, you're going up against a hapless Jags team.
I agree. Game ball to Aaron Rodgers.
Game balls.
He did get Devontae Adams involved. They end up winning. I also have to continue to give Joe Burrow a game ball. And let me hear this Joe Burrow to T. Higgins touchdown and then Burrow talking about their playoff hopes. I keep saying they're dead, but technically they're not. Listen, nobody's mathematically eliminated right now. Even though, Mike, we think, well, there's probably a couple of teams, right? The Raiders, the Giants, they're dead. The Cincinnati Bengals aren't dead.
They got the 15th most difficult schedule of the teams remaining. They'll play the Steelers coming off that Eagles loss. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they get Steelers, Broncos, Browns. That's what they got left for Cincinnati.
All right. That's
two of those are tough.
Doable. Yeah, true. Yeah. You're going to have to battle. Here's Burrow to Higgins, and then Burrow talking about the playoffs.
Game balls.
Burrow has the ball. It's a deep drop. He throws before getting
hit.
Deep ball for Higgins.
Yeah.
He catches it.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Nice.
Bengals.
Nice.
Burrow flattened at the 50, and on his back, he holds up the touchdown signal after connecting with the Tennessee kid, T. Higgins.
We got to play better than we did today going forward, but you know we need a lot of help from across the league. Teams beating teams that need to lose for us to get in, but as long as we keep controlling what we can control and keep winning, give ourselves a chance.
Another three touchdowns for Burrow. That puts him at 36 on the season with four games to play.
This is like the best quarterback play on a team that has no defense. I mean, well, you could argue now Goff is becoming that same guy with the Lions because of those injuries we just talked about. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a year where it looks like it's preordained. It's going to be Josh Allen, you know, because his performance was just insane. And Lamar Jackson, because the team isn't doing as well. Again, Lamar Jackson's defense, not good. Goff's defense, injured. Burrow's, not existent. So I guess Josh Allen will win because he's got the most complete team around him. But he has been amazing.
Mike, yesterday I'm watching the Dolphins-Texans, and I'm, you know, may have put a little something on the Dolphins. I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I said, hey, they'll cover the three. And then Tua threw a terrible – I'm sorry, it's very personal – threw a terrible pick when they had a chance to go down and at least win the game, but on top of that, cover the three, and instead Tua throws this terrible pick yesterday. No balls to Tua Tagovailoa.
No balls.
Mike,
Tua in the gun. Here's the snap. Tua, quick fire, right side, and intercepted by Stingley. He's got it across the 15 and wrestled out of bounds by Hill. Derek Stingley Jr., the INT. He turns back Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Another scary moment. You know, they had a scary moment where a player was carted off the field, and it's very, very serious. Grant DuBose. I mean, never seen a guy that cut the shoulder pads off and everything. They took the face mask off, the whole thing. So he suffered a concussion. They're getting some positives back, but it was, I mean, that was about 15 minutes, stopped the game dead. Dolphins look like they lost some mojo. Jeez.
Yeah.
But real quick, when I was flipping around, because I was watching Red Zone yesterday, he's got to learn how to go feet first.
Tua.
Oh. I mean, now the sack, that's just a regular play where he gets hit. But he goes, and he's running for his first down, and he's going head first in. I don't get it. I just literally don't get it. But either way, Coach Bra and the Dolphins, you buying them right now?
No.
As it stands,
I just lost money on them.
Yeah, they have the tiebreaker over Cincinnati based on conference, but Indy has a tiebreaker over Miami based on head to head. So, and Indy had a good chance to beat Denver. And then Denver's defense started wailing up, and then Bo Nix started throwing it to the right guys.
He did. Wasn't that crazy? That was a crazy game yesterday, too.
Right.
Bunch of teams on byes, obviously, but, you know, if you ask me, the one I was looking forward to turned into be a womp womp, and that was Eagles-Steelers. I was like, this is going to be – I thought the score might be like 13-10,
right.
You know, last possession. Eagles just put it on the Steelers. Now – Pickens didn't play, but that's no excuse. This was ugly. The Steelers had a fumble, Mike, in their own territory that cost them. Give the Eagles credit, man. You said it. Jalen Hurts again, 290, two touchdowns. A.J. Brown, after the week before where him and A.J. allegedly were beefing, 8 balls for 110, Mike, and a touchdown for A.J. Brown.
Game balls.
Dude, it's funny. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And after AJ went off and had that whole soap opera we talked about with Hugh Douglas up in D.C. for Army Navy.
That's right.
You know what? That's the element that's missing. Now, I'm not sure that's the way you want to go about it, creating a little mini soap opera that obviously, you know, was driving talk radio in Philly. But
are you saying here?
No, I'm talking about A.J. Brown.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, A.J. Brown's, I mean, they needed that vertical element. It's been missing.
Yeah.
You know, Baldinger talked about it on your podcast. Mark Schlereth talked about it with Andy Randy. That's the best the Eagles have looked. And I got to be honest. I mean, it was the Najee Harris fumble, which really took Pittsburgh out of the game. He took his eye off the ball on a toss sweep. And then, whoop, it looked like he double dribbled it right into the hands of the Eagles. Eagles, by the way, have got a much easier schedule than Detroit. Reds, Commanders, Giants, Cowboys.
Ooh.
And for what it's worth, Detroit has got Minnesota, Bears, San Francisco.
You think the Eagles win the NFC?
Eagles could be the number one seed based on how bad Detroit looks defensively.
Here's the thing. And if you're the Eagles, if you're the Lions and you got to go to the Eagles hypothetically for the NFC Championship game.
Huge disadvantage.
I don't like it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.